The Solid Foundations Property Podcast is brought to you in association with Gap Property Investments, helping you getting a better return on your money in 2026 through property. Check out gappropertyinvestments.com. And also CitySTAYS, Ireland's leading provider of customized accommodation solutions, specifically designed for contractor teams working on projects. Check out citystays.ie.
And you're very welcome to another edition of the Solid Foundation Property Podcast with myself, Pádraig Kilfarty. No Lisa O'Reilly on this month's edition, but I am, of course, joined by a very special guest. I'll tell you more about that very shortly indeed. Hopefully you have had a really good progressive first opening couple of months in the property market, no matter where you are listening. And thanks to everyone that's downloaded the podcast. Thanks to everyone who has messaged me. We are putting it out on LinkedIn now, some of the highlights, the reels, and we're attracting a large, a diverse listenership. So we've got people from all over Ireland, Northern Ireland, the UK. We're tapping into different areas across the world, and we're so excited because each and every month we love to bring you the very best in property news, the very best in what people are actually doing, the discussions around how you can get over if you've got a situation or a problem. That's what our podcast is about. And thanks so much for all the amazing feedback over the last couple of series as well. Well, we've been really getting the very best of guests throughout the first opening 2026 campaign, and today is no different. I'm delighted to say I've read the book, I've listened to his podcasts, I've watched this individual over the last number of years, I've had him at the property pod, at the property events, and the last time I was speaking to this gentleman, he was obviously working internationally, but his property portfolio has grown exponentially over the years, and we're going to hear more how that has come about. But international property investors, the first time I've had someone who does property across Ireland, the UK, into America as well, I do believe, and I think there's other areas that I'm missing as well. Tom Smith, you're very welcome to the Solid Foundation Property Podcast. You're not far from me. How are you keeping?
Pádraig, I'm really good, and thank you very much for having me this morning. Thank you.
Tom, suppose I just nestled into some of the stuff that you've been doing down through the years, and I'm so excited to bring it to the listeners to tell them exactly what it was. But take me back, Tom, suppose, first of all, tell us, our listeners, a little bit about you, who you are, what you do, and what you're up to in the property industry at the minute.
Yeah, my name's Tom Smith. I was born 1974 in Belfast in a cycle of troubles. We grew up in Northern Ireland. My family had zero money, nothing. But one thing we did have in our house was love. Parents were both very hardworking people, and I'm blessed to say they're still alive. I got my first job working at the age of 10 years old, working in a fish and chip shop, and I get paid £10 a week. Getting paid that £10 a week started giving me a choice in life. I could buy my own football boots. I could save up in my money box and know that that money is mine. And I realised money gave me a choice. So the young entrepreneur was born from the age of 10. Then even my first job was property related, because it was work on property. And I've been approached. There was this, still obviously the conflict going on in Northern Ireland, and I was approached to work as a contractor for the security forces, and I get paid more money than most people because I was offered danger money, it was called. People that mightn't even have heard of it, but we worked on police stations and army bases, and we did contracting on the stations. I remember one of the times we were working on Sea Park, which is the forensic lab in Carrickfergus. And it's in the middle of nowhere, and there's forests and trees. And the policeman come running out and says, "Get off the roof." There was a sniper in the forest that was about to start shooting the workmen, which was us. About 6 months after that, I bought my first house. And the ceasefire in Northern Ireland was called in 1994. And the house that I bought for 30 grand quadrupled within the space of 2 years. So then I used money from it. Buying that first property when people were laughing at me, "You're going to buy a house, Tom." And I bought that house, and that was the building block for me and the rest of my life since.
And suppose that first piece of, you know, intuitive that, look, I'm going to put money into property. It's a good thing to do. And suppose your experience of around, working around sites and things like that gave you the confidence to do that, first of all, Tom?
Well, yeah, but as a young guy going to the pub, I was the kid that didn't drink. I didn't drink until I was 30 years old. But I used to walk into the pub with all the property brochures and I was looking at the houses and my mates were all laughing. You're going to buy a house? Yeah. And I had done my own due diligence. I'd been looking at them for about 6 months. And then one turned up one day and I said, I'm ready for this. And I bought it. And since then, I haven't stopped buying property. And now, like, I live in Miami as well. I've got a property in Miami and I just continue to. And even looking on what's going on in Dubai, it might be terrible what's going on in the Middle East. Of course it is. But I also see now there's going to be opportunities to buy beautiful properties in Dubai because the fear factor will kick in. So there's always opportunities in times like this. And that's where my brain's looking as an investor.
No, suppose you've just touched on that, suppose. And that's the, you know, whenever you're investing in property, and obviously there is an issue across in Dubai, and you've been Dubai down through the years. We're going to reflect on that. It's really been alert when you're in the property circle. It's about having that mindset opportunity in locations where someone might not see that, and the way you're thinking already. Suppose starting off young, you've seen the opportunity first of all, but it's training your mind to look for those opportunities, Tom, is it? First of all, we get a lot of listeners who are just starting out. They're trying to find their first deal, Tom. What would you, you know, what would your guidance be on that? You know, get out, knocking on doors. Give us some insight 100%. To that. How do you approach that and what way it works for you?
Like, one of the things that I have always done in life, because I've lived in England for lots of years throughout my journey, I always get up really early in the morning or stay up late at night, one of them, and I will drive and walk about the streets or drive about the streets and look for opportunities that are there that other people don't see. And because everything that you really want isn't just listed online. There are so many things where you need to go and find the location. There could be an old building. It's about calling land registry. Who owns that? Is there a family dispute in a building? And you could be the solution to it by going in and making an offer. And I believe walking the streets and driving about, if you really want something, get off your ass and go and get it. You know, instead of scouring the internet. Sure, the stuff that's on the internet most of the time has already been passed around all the houses. And people are like, I don't want it. Do you want it? I don't want it. Put it on the internet. So, you know, I also believe going into different estate agents and asking, can I speak to the owner? Have you anything off market? Then the next thing, you start getting a bit of a reputation for somebody who is actually buying stuff, and make sure your reputation stays strong, because then you start getting offered things that's off market. But, you know, everybody starts somewhere, but I just wouldn't rely with what's online. There's so many things out there, but you need to go and find them.
Shoe leather, it's still one of the most successful aspects in life. Yes, you have all these tools about, you know, your right move or your property pile and things like that. But get out there, start knocking, start shaking hands, start finding out what's going on in your market. And that's across, as we look at Northern Ireland over the last year, since COVID, I think property prices have increased over 45%. And so there's still, you feel a lot of opportunity. We'll look at Northern Ireland, first of all, Tom, within the market.
It's always there. It's always there. You need to go and hustle. And I have a saying, the more hands you shake, more calls you make, more money you make. But you know when you're actually doing this too, if I touch on my mentoring business for 1 second, you also need to go out with the attitude and be in an emotional state that you believe that the opportunity's there. Because if you're out looking for opportunity in a state of desperation, you're never going to get it. Whereas if you're going out that door and you're going to walk about the streets or you're going to make phone calls, you need to begin on that call or walking into people's offices with confidence, because the confident man or woman will get the opportunity. If you're in a state of lack or desperation, The universe also knows that, and the opportunity can't present itself because you're on the wrong frequency. And I know that might sound scientific, but it's actually, it's universal law. Turn up with confidence and start convincing yourself that the stuff that you want is there. And guess what happens next? It shows up.
And it's the same, suppose, when you're raising money, because we do talk about, you know, trying to find finance, trying to raise money, trying to, you know, reach out to investors, have those conversations. And you need, have you said, Tom, you need to be in a really good space for that as well. What would your guidance be for that? Because I know from hearing about what you've done in the past, how have you got yourself into that particular, first of all, tell us how you found your investors, and then suppose the rest will follow, as they say.
I believe that I deserve the investment first and foremost. So then there's a confident version of me, like sitting here right now, and people want to work with confident people. People want to hear the story. They want to buy into it, especially a hedge fund, or if we even scale it down from a hedge fund, the a private investor who's going to maybe lend you 100,000 for your first property or your first renovation. If you aren't turning up knowing all your figures and knowing your exit, and knowing the build cost and everything, well, then the person that you're trying to borrow money from can't have confidence in you. And although today I'm sitting in a T-shirt, go to a meeting like you own the bank. Make an effort. Go to the meeting like you own the bank. Dress like he would dress. Dress like she would dress. Because first impressions is everything. And you only get one shot at it to impress somebody. You need to know your figures. You need to know your exit. And the more confident you become, like for people out there maybe listening to this, will this help you? I believe I'm a money magnet and it just keeps coming to me. But think about how I program myself. I believe that. So then it keeps turning up. If you believe that you deserve the money, then the money has to show up. If you're in a state of lack, the money ain't coming to you. So believing that you deserve it is definitely key. And then when you're going into your money, when you're getting into a meeting to raise money, don't go in full of ego, but be confident. So then the person that's going to invest goes, do you know something, Porak? I really enjoy speaking to you. And the more I listen to you, you're so knowledgeable. I'm going to say yes to this. Because there's just something about you I like. Tom, do you know something? Thanks very much. Done.
Yeah, and that suppose, and that comes with preparation. And suppose we spoke about it. I mean, you like to go to the gym. I like to go to the gym. You like to look after yourself. You want to get into that. And that's so important. Suppose when you're looking at the foundations of all of that, you know, we'll touch into your portfolio and stuff like that in a little while. But before all of that, Tom, and before you even enter that room, to have that discussion, you need to be as sharp as a razor. So talk to us about the preparation of that, first of all.
Well, yeah, you look, like my preparation, I'm a 3:45 now in the mornings. I don't want to do 3:30. I get up at 3:45. I have a coffee. I have a glass of alkaline water to hydrate after a caffeinate. I journal for 90 minutes. So I write a page of gratitude because I am so grateful for my life. And, like, I don't mean, I'm not writing about Lamborghinis, although I am grateful for the Lamborghini, but I'm so grateful for God saving my life. I'm so grateful to be in recovery, because I'm a recovering alcoholic. I'm so grateful for my beautiful wife and my kids. I'm so grateful for the taste of a cup of coffee. I'm so grateful for having an opportunity to come onto your podcast, and I mean that. So I write a page of gratitude. So I'm priming myself with gratitude. I then write a mantra page, and my mantra page is affirmations of I am. I am a money magnet. I am an amazing dad to my children, Farah and Rihanna. I am an amazing mentor to all my clients, and it's the power of I am. So when I've finished doing that A4 page of I am, I've primed myself for the day. Then what comes next? I write my plan. And I write goals for the next 5 years. There could be one this week. There could be one in 5 years. But if you stop me in the street and say, Tom, what are you doing lately? Have you got 20 minutes? Because I can tell you everything that I'm doing. My whole day and life is so organized. Then I go to the gym for 90 minutes. So, like, my PA, Sura, who's incredible, all my team's incredible, she calls me the filing cabinet because my brain's just like that. You have to be organized if you want to be taken seriously. You know, you have to be all in on this, or you might as well be all out.
Yeah. And how long did it take you to realize that, Tom? Because that just does not happen overnight. And, you know, suppose there is people who want to change the, you know, what they're doing. And if you're operating at a high level of business, it is very evident the high achievers and the high performers, you know, they do have various aspects that they tap into as well. And now it's becoming more popular and people are starting to understand. But how long did it take Tom Smith to realize a lot of this and really implement it and be honest with himself to say, I'm going to get up at quarter to four. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to write me a mantra. I'm not going to be a lazy bugger today. I'm actually going to do it because we know that intention is one part of it, but actually doing it is the next. How do you actually, how can you get tips around that for people?
Definitely the biggest thing for me ever was coming off the booze.
The Solid Foundations Property Podcast is brought to you in association with Gap Property Investments, helping you getting a better return on your money in 2026 through property. Check out gappropertyinvestments.com. And also CitySDays, Ireland's leading provider of customized accommodation solutions, specifically designed for contractor teams working on projects. Check out citystays.ie.
You know, coming off the booze changed my life before even the organizational side. And, you know, I don't care who anybody is. If you are trying to be a successful entrepreneur and you're still drinking and partying or whatever, it's never going to happen, ever. I am proud to call myself a recovering alcoholic. I am a proud member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I am so proud to be sober. So that gives me so much sharpness. I'm ahead of most people because I don't have an off day. If I'm having an off day, I just have another coffee and then I'm back on point. So that to me was one of the biggest game changers of my life. I can honestly say I have been writing very consistently, solidly for 12 years. So when I look, my sobriety and my journaling are both on the line because I've been on the journey of sobriety for 12 years. I've been smashed into the wall a couple of times on that journey, but I've got up back up again. So journaling has also started 12 years ago. Every single day, when I say that, I do it 6 days a week. Sunday, I don't do anything, but I journal 6 days a week. So my life is so structured and organized. But it is no coincidence that that's also backed up with sobriety.
Yeah, and that comes across. So you know, when you want something so bad, you probably will try and get to that next level, and that's what you're always trying to do in life, is to get to the next level. You touched on one aspect there. Again, I'll come back to it, is goals. And people are feared of goals, and people don't understand goal setting, and people, myself included, let's be honest, and I'd say a lot of the people that actually, you know, they kind of know what they want and they understand the process, but they just don't get there.
But then so this is a question to everybody. How serious are you taking your journey? Because we have seen a massive influx of people joining our Dream Mentoring program, especially people in the south of Ireland, massive influx of people joining because they want to learn how to write goals successfully, how to put structure into their life and start doing, because they can see the winning going on from my clients, that people want to be part of this. And if you can't take an hour aside, like I write for 90 minutes, but I'm obsessed and that's okay. If you can't put an hour aside in the morning to structure your life, to prime your thinking, you're not taking it serious. And, you know, if somebody says to me, but Tom, I haven't got an hour in the morning. Yes, you do. Get your ass out of bed. Because most people are getting up at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. Even make the sacrifice of some Zeds and get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't expect people to get up at a quarter to four. But the other thing is, you don't just become this person. You build that person. because when you're building it, you know, I want this bad enough. So a little bit of annoyance of lack of sleep, only for a short period of time, until you get used to, wow, early morning starts are the best thing I've ever done, is what you will say to yourself. But if you want something bad enough, you got to take it serious. And people might look at my life and say, 3:45, he journals for 90 minutes, then he goes to the gym for 90 minutes. That's intense. That's not for me. Then stay where you are. But then there will be somebody listening going, I want what Tom has. It might come on at a different watered-down version and then become that, but I want to start buying into that. And that's why our mentor program is so successful, because people in Ireland and the UK are now waking up to going, I need self-development. And our course is a personal and business self-development program that not only makes the person better, but makes their business better. And when you look at our testimonials now, Dennis Corbett, an amazing man, came to me 15 months ago, a contractor who had smashed into the wall, who had failed, but had tried. And then he came to me, joined the mentoring program. We put systems in place. I helped him bring funding. And now the Corbett Group's one of the most aggressive house builders in the south of Ireland.
Yeah. And that comes back, I suppose, back to when you first started. You first started out with one property and you started to get more confidence. And then you suppose, as you said, you hit the wall, you came back into things, you reframed your mindset, you started to work on that. Then you got out of your own way as such, put on a system in the morning time that actually really worked for you. And people get that now, Tom. People are, you know, they're a lot more astute. Alcohol isn't a massive thing. It still is a massive thing, but it's people are starting, the younger generation more so, they're probably going to the gym a little bit more. But now, intentionally, when you're looking at these aspects, you're speaking to yourself in a way, look, you see it in sport. I'm a big sports fanatic, and there's a famous clip of Johnny, I think it's Johnny Sexton or one of those guys, visualizing, first of all, kicking the ball, you know, putting it over the bar in Twickenham, scoring, you know, that is part of the rehearsal. Now people are starting to go, what's this actually about? And writing out your goals and having a full understanding of how they can actually impact. Now moving on to your property portfolio, Tom. Okay, so we started off in Belfast a number of years ago. Tell us where you're at now, Tom. What size of a portfolio have you got? And let's just see how that journey has been over the last number of years for you.
The Solid Foundations Property Podcast is brought to you in association with Gap Property Investments, helping you getting a better return on your money in 2026 through property. Check out gappropertyinvestments.com. And also CitiesDays, Ireland's leading provider of customized accommodation solutions, specifically designed for contractor teams working on projects. Check out citystays.ie.
I don't want to come on and be egotistic on stuff. I am now starting to buy property from 400,000 up. I'm buying more high-end stuff in around $500,000 and putting it into the portfolio. So there's quality key pieces for my daughters and my granddaughter, and commercial as well, but I'm buying high-end residential that comes with less hassle and less pain. I'm also in the process of buying a family home in Miami. I have hundreds and hundreds of apartments in the UK, and all that also came from having the courage to double the size of my company in the middle of a global pandemic. So, you know, when people are saying, Tom doesn't know what it's like to be stressed out, well, come and join the mentoring program and hear the truth. When our company lost $6 million in the first 2 weeks of a global pandemic, and I continued to expand. So, you know, I know what real pain and stress feels like, but I also know what opportunity looks like, Patrick. And when you look at COVID too, COVID was a perfect time to grab property and keep going. And I continued to do that. And the more I delve into this property world, there is so many opportunities out there, and everybody starts somewhere. Like I started from zero, and I feel that I'm in a position where I have access to large amounts of money from different global hedge funds, But it wasn't always like that. But it's just having the courage to put yourself in these positions that you accumulate these properties. Like, I live in a beautiful family home, no mortgage, I own my own office and all that type of stuff. But it all of that came from self-belief and being in the right circle, speaking to the right people. Because in this property game too, there's a lot of people out there talking nonsense. So it's taking advice from the right people, but it's also embracing the mistakes, learning from them and moving on. But yeah, I'm proud to say I have an international property portfolio now, and I am genuinely only warming up with it.
And let's reflect, I suppose, Tom, from your experience. We're not going to get all political or anything here, you know, but there is a serious issue with housing numbers being built in the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland and in the UK. You're into this industry quite exponentially. How can this be fixed, do you think, in your opinion?
Well, when I look at the south of Ireland compared to the north, the government in the south of Ireland are all pro-developers. They want to help. Like the Irish Secretary of State and all that type of stuff is massively involved with companies like the Corbett Group and different companies because they want to deal with the housing crisis. I think in the north of Ireland, listen, I don't mind saying this, it doesn't bother me. I think most of our politicians put party before people instead of thinking about the people of Northern Ireland, because there is a social housing crisis too, but nobody's really dealing with it. So, you know, there needs to be less red tape. That Labour government too is a joke. So, you know, I think the south of Ireland, the government's doing a far better job now to repair the crisis compared to the UK and what we've got going on in Northern Ireland. So that's how I feel towards it.
Yeah, some good points there, actually. And when you reflect on it, it's good to hear that, you know, the Republic of Ireland will have a serious issue. In Northern Ireland, like, there's in Derry alone, there's over 6,000 people sitting on the waiting list, you know, looking for a house, which is, in this day and age, is unthinkable, you know. But again, that comes back to the opportunity opportunity for investors as well.
There's sites in Derry. There's sites in Belfast. Can somebody just fast-track planning and let people build houses so we can provide homes for our people in this country instead of sitting in Parliament talking nonsense?
Exactly.
Please. You know, it's...
Yeah, absolutely. It's eye-watering the amount of people looking for somewhere to live. And suppose, coming back on that now, Tom, and like we've been speaking, you know, we've covered a lot of it over the last half hour or so, but now, in the next month or so, as you've indicated, there's a lot of requirement in the south and southern Ireland, and you have a great event coming up on the 17th of April, I think it is. And just dipping in about the Corbett Group as well, because I know you're quite passionate about that. And as this is a Solid Foundations property podcast, Dennis has massive goals. He's going to build 1,000 houses. And suppose, talk to us about that first of all. You know, suppose our listeners would be interested to hear how that aspect has worked for you and how you've actually redeveloped his mindset, got him back working again into a high level, and how this event is going to help out individuals across Ireland, across Northern Ireland, the UK.
I think firstly I would like to say thanks very much for promoting my event. It's called the Business Blueprint. It is in the Crown Plaza Hotel at the airport in Dublin on the 16th of April at 7 p.m. And at this event, myself and Dennis Corbett and my colleague, Carrie Mulligan, are all going to be speaking. But it's about having the right mindset and all this. And that's what happened. Dennis Corbett came to me 15 months ago. The man had never wrote a goal in his life. He's from Limerick. And he just said to me, Tom, I am a Limerick man. I don't understand writing. Are you really telling me that you want me to start journaling in the morning? And I said, yes, I do, Dennis. And one of the beautiful things about Dennis was everything that I asked him to do, because there was a reason behind it, he implemented it immediately. He followed instruction brilliantly. And why did he do that? Well, he'd already been doing things like that because he was an amazing block guy. He knew how to build. So he started building himself. Within a 6-month period, he became a different person. He was on the mentoring course for a year. He's now one of my top one-to-one clients. And What a guy, what a personality, so full of honesty. And the transformation in him is because he has worked on his business and his personal development. He has put structure in place. He has confidence now. He has systems in place that he never ever had that I helped introduce. And you only do better in life when you know better. And now Dennis knows a lot better. And that's what the course brings to the table, you know.
And is that something, suppose, Tom, you would see from a business point of view? And look, property investment and everything else, it is a business. And I suppose there's one aspect, structure. Is that what a lot of developers are lacking, is that structure? Because we probably, as you said, a lot of people in the industry, they're really good with their hands and maybe have that creativity within their hands, but just hit paperwork altogether. So is that a common theme within construction?
Yeah, you need to have a clear path. You might be a brilliant tradesman and stuff, but unless you've got direction, you'll continue to go around in a circle until sometimes you hit into a wall. Where when you start having early morning starts and writing goals, your brain starts opening up and different opportunities start coming to you. Then the next thing you start seeing and feeling coincidences, but it's synchronicity where you start connecting with things because you're now open to receiving them. But that all comes when you start putting pen to paper. Like, I haven't got a qualification in my name, but I've got a PhD in the street. I've got a PhD in mindset. Because when your mindset changes, everything changes, and that's not a cliche.
Mm. So true. And suppose, like, it's just tapping into that and really, really trying to develop your mindset that you can create this opportunity and develop those properties out, and that, you know, there is that market requirement. And we're going to touch on that as well, Tom. Suppose the market now at the minute as well, it's never, you don't like saying this flippantly, but there's never been a better time to develop property.
I think the time to buy a property is always now. You know, always now. You know, any, like when I look at stuff I've bought and the value it's went up, I bought something 4 years ago for $2 million, it's now worth $3 million. So, like, the time to buy it was exactly then. You know, the time to buy it is exactly now because it will still go up. But, you know, get it bought. Stop thinking about things. Obviously, do your due diligence and be, you know, risk adverse. But I am the greatest supporter of property. You know, it gives you an income when you're sleeping. It continues to, it can leave a legacy of wealth because it's not about us. It's about our children. And my property portfolio will give my daughters and my granddaughter and obviously maybe other grandchildren a life that I never, ever had. But they deserve it. And that's why I put the work in. I do it. What is my why? My why is my beautiful wife, Dolores, my daughters, Farah and Rihanna, my granddaughter, Nova. That's my why. Everything else is bullshit.
Yeah. Tom, I suppose before I let you go, hopping on the plane and heading for the UK, daunting at the time. When did you start doing that?
2016 was from the property point of view, but I've been going to the UK from when I was 18 years old and working. But from a property point of view, 2016, started flying to cities like Liverpool and Birmingham and walked the streets. And to put it in perspective, the first ever hotel deal I got, and I'm proud of this, the universe tested me. I walked the streets of the UK and Ireland for 1 year. A year. And I remember my beautiful wife saying to me the night before something happened, "Tom, please tell me, when are you going to give this up?" And I burst out laughing and said, "Dear, me? Give up? Are you fucking winding me up?" And the next day, I got the phone call. My friend called me from Savills International Estate Agents, and he says to me, "Marathon, the New York hedge fund's coming to Belfast." I'm like, "On what?" He says, "They're buying the Oval building. They want to do a deal with you for 80 apartments." And I'm like, "What?" And I'm like, "Really?" He says, "Tom, you've stalked me. You've been in my office 500 times. These guys know everything about you because I've told them how relentless, how persistent." And he called me later on that night. And I had been told no for a year. And I was in DW Gym, and he called me, and he says, bro, Marathon said, yes, you got the 80 apartments. And I can remember as clear as day, I dropped on my knees in that gym, and I cried my eyes out. I had been told there and then in the gym, started crying, and I didn't give a fuck who seen me. I'd been told no for a year by so many people, and I got my first yes, and then it changed my entire life.
Yeah, it's an incredible story. And as I say, it's back to the, I'm going to go back to it. You have to get out and you have to shake the hand, shake the trees, and you have to really shake hands. You have to get on the phone. You have to ring people. You have to hustle,
be
as they say.
Be relentless.
Hmm. Tom, suppose what's your goals now? Suppose when you look forward to 2026, you know, you're expanding in different areas. Maybe talk to us a little bit about that now as well before we let you go.
Yeah, so I also own half of an international furniture business. We have just agreed 2 Melia hotels to furnish, one in Brickell in Miami, which is the financial district, and one of them in Cancun. We've been awarded a contract, because this is America, it's 10 times the size of everything. We're actually furnishing 6,000 homes in Orlando over the next 3 years. Yes, not 600, 6,000. And we've just merged with an American company that's 25 years old that came and seen us. They've been watching our journey on social media. Does it work? Social media does work when you use it correctly. So we're merging with a huge company in America for our furniture company. Our mentoring business is going to be going global. We're going to go to America in 2026. I'm going to continue to do more charity work in Africa, helping build wells to bring fresh drinking water to schools and villages and orphanages for incredible people in West Africa. And I want my relationship to get deeper and deeper with God. And I just am very, very grateful for my life, Patrick.
Amazing stuff, Tom. I love the energy. And as I say, it's amazing to see a lad from Belfast doing so well, inspiring so many people. And, you know, as I say, it's going to be really interesting to watch the growth over the next couple of years, Tom, as well, you know, and interesting to see the America connection as well with your furniture factory, how that all comes together. And yeah, you touched on social media before I let you go. I suppose I'm a couple of years younger than you, but it still frightens the life out of a lot of people. You've embraced it quite a lot, Tom.
Well, it is the most incredible marketing tool ever created, if used correctly. I don't procrastinate on it. I don't sit and scroll on it. I use it to help me and my business. Does it come with haters and stuff? Yes. But when you've grew up in a civil war in Northern Ireland, you know what real hate is. So I'm laughing at somebody when they say, your teeth's too white. Is that right? Thank you. You know, and here's the key to this. I've never, ever replied to one hater in my life because I'm too busy being successful. So if you use social media right, please remember this. It's your duty to put yourself out there for you and your business. So you need to get out of your own way and start getting comfortable being uncomfortable. Social media is by far the best tool ever created for recruiting staff, for letting people know about you and your services. And if used correctly, it's number one. Big, big, big supporter of it.
Yeah, it absolutely is, Tom. And just moving forward, for anyone listening here today, Tom, if they want to connect with you on your socials, obviously, just Tom Smith, but
yeah,
website
Smith,
or what's the best way to...
Tom Smith, the entrepreneur, on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn. And if you please want to send me a message, I'd be delighted to reply back. If you're interested in the mentoring program, we would love to book a call with you and tell you all about our services. And a massive thank you from me to you, please, for bringing me onto your podcast. I really appreciate it.
No, we're delighted to have you on, Tom. And as I say, we try and inspire the Solid Foundation Property Podcast listeners to not only go and do the research, but actually to get out there, get on with what they're trying to achieve as well, and do something every day, never mind every month, but having a listen to us, bringing on amazing speakers like yourself, to actually push people on in life. I think it can only be a good thing. So thank you so much for taking the time out to having a discussion with us here on the Solid Foundation Property Podcast. Lisa O'Reilly will be back next month, of course. And, well, if you want to get in contact with us, you know what to do. Drop us a like, a follow on all of our socials. We bring you the very best in property news from Ireland, Northern Ireland, into the UK as well. Our guests are from all over that district as well. And you never know, we might have someone on from America very shortly indeed to tell us about that market. But in the meantime, thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you all very shortly indeed, and happy investing.
The Solid Foundations Property Podcast is brought to you in association with Gap Property Investments, helping you getting a better return on your money in 2026 through property. Check out gappropertyinvestments.com. And also CitySTAYS, Ireland's leading provider of customised accommodation solutions, specifically designed for contractor teams working on projects. Check out citystays.ie.